here's some news that might make you feel a bit old. MTV turns 40 this weekend. The network launched on August 1st, 1981, with this music video. That, of course, is the Buggles with Video Killed the Radio Star. But MTV was more than just music. It also was a pioneering force in adult animation, as NPR's Jason Slotkin reports.
Hey, bud, I think I might throw up.
Cool. Beavis and Butthead, the show about brain-dead teens and their pubescent whims, debuted on MTV in 1993. It was quick to catch flack for everything, from its rougher animation style to the impulsive actions of its stars. Here's just a sample of the outrage from the public affairs program, the McLaughlin Group.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
Chris Brown became the head writer of Beavis and Butthead in 1994. He says when he was assigned his first episode, this is how he described the show to his own father.
It's about these two 13-year-olds that are really stupid, and they're just self-destructive. They're really into heavy metal, and I mean, I don't think it's for you, really, but I'm excited about it. And there was a pause, and then my dad just said, well, do you plan on writing for anything else?
But the show was critic-proof. Beavis and Butthead became MTV's highest-rated show at one time and expanded into a 1996 feature film, Beavis and Butthead, Do America. Beavis and Butthead may have been a cartoon, but it was also central to MTV's identity. Animation, it turns out, was baked into the network's foundation, says Fred Seibert, who helped develop MTV's initial branding campaigns.
Over time, we kind of realized that in many ways, cartoons like Looney Tunes were kind of like the kid equivalent of rock and roll.
For animators who wanted to work outside of TV conventions at the time, MTV became home. Maureen Furness is an animation historian at the California Institute of Arts.
It showed people in the public things that they'd never had seen before in animation and gave opportunities to a lot of independent animators and experimental animators.
One of the most important of these experiments were shorts that served as the station's promotional IDs. The M of the MTV logo morphing into various forms.
M mongrel. M mom. M TV.
And the freedom given to the creators of these promos helped serve as a prototype for how MTV approached its longer animated shows, says Abby Turcooley. He became head of the network's on-air promotions and eventually oversaw MTV Animation.
MTV Animation was truly a outgrowth and extension of MTV on-air promotion. It was a creative laboratory.
That ethos drew show creators to pitch and push for ideas that wouldn't end up elsewhere on television.
Liquid Television.
This is the theme from Liquid Television, a show that premiered in 1991. It was a free-flowing showcase of all kinds of animation. It included the cable debut of Beavis and Butthead, as well as parodies of existing TV genres, like a soap opera starring actual soap products.
Just like I thought, consorting with a liquid half her age.
Liquid TV also included bold experiments in narrative storytelling and introduced the visually sumptuous world of Eon Flux, a spy who has since become a cult icon.
You can't give it, can't even buy it, and you just don't get it.
Peter Chung developed Eon Flux for MTV.
It had to be something that you could not see anywhere else. And so that really encouraged me to make something that was as loaded with as much innuendo, making it a point to make it as transgressive and as eye-catching as I could make it.
From the mid-1990s to the early 2000s, MTV ran its own animation studio. It produced multiple series, including a Beavis and Butthead spinoff, that gave audiences another iconic character.
Right here and now, let's pledge to make Daria's dream a reality.
You mean the one where people walking down the street burst into flames?
Daria premiered in 1997 and was a show unafraid to bite the hand that feeds. Its incisive main character regularly went after the superficialities and commodification of teen life, a tendency MTV itself has long been accused of.
Yeah, Daria, tell your dad what edgy is.
As far as I can make out, edgy occurs when middle-brow, middle-age profiteers are looking to suck the energy, not to mention spending money, out of the quote-unquote youth culture.
But Daria could also offer poignant coming-of-age moments. Take, for example, the season 4 conversation Daria has with her mother.
You know, I had everything more or less under control. I'm not saying it was great, but I could deal with school, I could deal with home, and now nothing's under control.
It never is, sweetie. We just tell ourselves otherwise so we can function.
Who came up with that stupid arrangement?
It's called life.
Daria co-creator, Susie Lewis.
We kind of just went with the typical stories that every show about teenagers covers, but because it was from the eyes of Daria, it ended up with a completely different tone.
It wasn't just hand-drawn animation, though. MTV also produced a hit claymation series called Celebrity Deathmatch, in which mock-ups of celebrities took each other on in the wrestling ring and fought, well, to the death. The pilot episode aired at the same time as a Super Bowl halftime show in 1998.
Stary Spice is putting the Louisville Slugger on Little Zach.
In recent years, MTV hasn't had the same track record in animation. Other networks and streaming services have become home to even bolder cartoons intended for older audiences. But MTV Entertainment president Chris McCarthy says you shouldn't count MTV out just yet. McCarthy says MTV is developing new series, as well as rebooting a few old favorites.
We think the animation and its rebirth is just the beginning of a next great chapter of this legacy.
Among the shows coming back are Beavis and Butthead, and a new series reimagining Daria's side character Jody as a Gen Zer fresh out of college. Jason Slotkin, NPR News.